First of all, this is related to a critical attitude towards each other. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that, as you surely know, an unprecedented anti-Russia campaign has been launched in the United States, starting with the late stages of the Obama administration, and it is not over yet. I do not understand why you are surprised by my critical attitude towards the activity of the previous U.S. administration, as well as the present administration. The United States has unleashed an unprovoked anti-Russia campaign. Somebody lost the election to Mr. Trump, Russia was blamed for everything and a vicious anti-Russia hysteria, there is no other way I can describe this, was whipped up. Any issue, any failure is being attributed to Russia. Is that not so? Yes, this is exactly the case, on any issue. Look for the Russian trail, and, by the way, they immediately find one. This is my first point. The second is, we have met here today not to award medals and orders to each other. We are having a discussion and we are doing this sincerely and honestly. I also presented my position on many aspects of our relations that I consider negative. I did not create stereotypes. I spoke about facts. For example, the fact that chemical weapons have not been eliminated. Is this a stereotype or a fact? It is a fact. Instead of destroying chemical weapons, they, US administration, have put this off until 2023. I spoke about destroying plutonium. Is this a stereotype or a fact? It is a fact. Instead of meeting their bilateral obligations, they changed them unilaterally and are not complying with them within the framework of the treaty. This is what I spoke about. However, this does not mean that our relations in the past did not. Yes, by the way, when I said that we gave our partners access to all nuclear facilities, what is this, some kind of an anti-American stereotype? Of course not. I spoke about our openness, but said that this openness was not duly appreciated. Because it is perfectly obvious, and I have to repeat this, as a former FSB director, I know for sure that there was massive support for separatism and radicalism in our North Caucasus. Do not tell me anything about that, I know it. Was there no bombing of Belgrade? Without UN Security Council approval? What is this, an anti-American stereotype? It is a fact. Did the armed forces not move into Iraq without approval from the UN Security Council? Is this a stereotype? It is a fact. The United States itself is creating such stereotypes. However, this does not mean that there was nothing good in our relations. There were good things, too, I agree with you, support in joining the TO, that is true, and there were other positive developments. Even on an interpersonal level, we had very good discussions and contacts. For example, I will never forget Bill Clinton's support when I was taking my first steps as Prime Minister. Boris Yeltsin sent me to New Zealand to stand in for him and that was where I first met Mr. Clinton. We established a very good, positive, kind human relationship. In other words, we do have something positive to talk about, but I am talking only about what is standing in our way. Have we gathered here only to praise each other or what? The current situation leaves much to be desired, doesn't it? You have hysteria out there. We have discontent. You are tearing down our flags, closing our diplomatic missions. What is so good about it? All of this is the result of the problems that have accumulated. I explained where they came from. After all, we have met here not to praise and pamper each other, but to identify problems, show where they come from and think about how to resolve them. Can they be resolved or not? I believe that they can. Let us work together to this end. We need your advice and recommendations. This is why we meet here at the Valdai Club. Thank you for your question.